whenever you start talking to your staff and to your co-workers about OSHA, you begin to say, how do we know who's covered? Well, everybody is covered under OSHA, and they're also categorized. They're category 1, 2, or 3. Category 1, you have direct patient contact on a daily basis and or deal with contaminants on a daily basis. Make sure category 1 under OSHA. Category 3, I never have patient contact and I never have contact with contaminants. That makes you a category 3. Very, very few clinics are going to find they have category 3 employees, even though because of electronic records, more and more people that work with the records, since they're no longer paper, are saying, well, I don't have patient contact. I still like you to consider as many people as you can as a category 1. Category 2, I sometimes deal with patients and I sometimes deal with contaminants. We have no idea what that means. That's like being a little pregnant. It makes no sense. You either deal with patients or you don't deal with patients. You either deal with contaminants or you don't deal with contaminants. So you're going to be a 1 or a 3. I like you to be a 1. It requires that you do some things. For example, all Category 1 employees within 10 days of employment must be offered the hepatitis series of 3. It's a 6-month regimen. All 3 shots are exactly the same. There's no one shot more powerful than the other, just like a booster, just one of the same shots. So the hepatitis series of 3 is offered to all employees at Category 1 levels. Also, within 10 days of employment, all employees must be made aware of the 4 plans. Now, let me tell you about the 4 plans. It's now the largest fine that we have. The 4 plans, not the largest fine, but it's the most common fine that we have. The 4 plans are so important that not only do you have to have them, each employee has to know where they're located. If you're using our manual, they're in your OSHA compliance manual. You may have a different kind of compliance manual, different kind of book that you keep them in, but they have to know where the 4 plans are located. The 4 plans are exposure control plan, hazard communication plan, exposure incident protocol, emergency action. Those plans have to be in writing and available to all employees as long as the business is open. Can't be in a locked room or a locked cabinet.